With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Authorities are building their case against Luigi Maggioni, who was charged in the death of UnitedHealthcare's Brian Thompson. Correspondent Michael Sisek has more.
Police say they found a ghost gun, an untraceable, make-it-at-home kind of weapon, along with a suppressor or silencer, and writings that they say tie him potentially to this crime. Among the things he said were that there were parasites and that they had this coming to them, which investigators believe was a reference to the healthcare industry and potentially UnitedHealthcare specifically. In those writings, according to a law enforcement official, Maggioni also said he did this alone. He said he wanted to save investigators the time and trouble of finding potential co-conspirators. He says there were none.
His writings have been posted on social media. Thompson was shot and killed while on the way to an investors' conference in New York last week. CVS Health has removed photos of its executives from its corporate website. It follows the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The Boston Globe reported a CVS spokesperson would not comment when asked if the company was taking other precautions to protect executives or if any individuals were threatened in the last year. Also at SRNnews.com, Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas sounding the alarm about China's aspiration for global domination.
Senator Cotton says to understand China, one must realize
it's not a normal nation.
And not merely because of its differences with the U.S. and Western civilization.
It is an evil empire that has killed and persecuted over 100 million of its own people.
The man behind much of that killing, Mao Zedong.
Worse than Stalin. Worse than Hitler.
Yet still venerated today in China. Cotton lays out his concerns about China's threat to Western civilization in his upcoming book, Seven Things You Can't Say About China. Bob Hagner reports.
SRN News. Congress will consider a ban on sex change operations on kids.
Republican Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas has introduced the Safeguarding the Overall Protection of Minors Act. It would make it illegal for a doctor to perform sex change surgery on anybody under the age of 18. Marshall says, quote, the days of demented doctors and activists getting rich off mutilating and sterilizing children are over. A growing number of states have already passed their own measures outlawing such procedures on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of pro-life laws and those having to do with LGBT issues will be decided by state Supreme Courts, and many of them were altered by this year's election. Republicans expanded their majorities on the Supreme Courts of both North Carolina and Ohio. In Arizona, conservative justices survived a campaign to oust them over their decision to revive a long-buried abortion ban. This is SRN News. A wildfire in Malibu has celebrities and other coastal residents evacuating.
Evacuation orders and warnings have gone out to some 20,000 residents of Southern California as firefighters battle a wind-driven wildfire in Malibu near celebrities' seaside mansions, horse farms, and Pepperdine University. More than 8,000 homes and other structures are under threat, and some have burned. Santa Ana winds, which sweep out of the interior toward the coast, are expected to last into Wednesday. The dry gusts have reached 40 miles per hour and made for erratic fire conditions. Actor Dick Van Dyke, who turns 99 Friday, says he and his wife evacuated as the fire swept toward their home. They managed to take their pets with them, though their cat, Bobo, ran off. I'm Ben Thomas.
A merger between grocery store chains Kroger and Albertsons is blocked. More details at SRNnews.com.